This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just waiting. That's a fine shade of eggplant white. Just getting more and more entrenched into the wall.
Come on, man.
I'm bored, man.
Show a little patience.
I'm bored. I wanted the Browns to do something immediately.
Listen to the Afternoon Boys. Maybe it happens when Nick and Jonathan are on the show.
I want to listen to you. I want to hear what Jeff Phelps has to say about.
Well, call me.
I'm not going to call you. Why would I talk to you for 4 hours a day. That's enough for me. We turn the mics off, we go to break, we look at each other, I'm like, who is that guy over there? Who's that weird guy sitting across from me for 13-plus years? Browns haven't done anything in free agency yet. They're an hour 23 in. Yeah, I'm an antsy kind of guy, and I wanted them to do something. I just don't think they have any cash to do it. I think we're window shopping. Doesn't matter even if they wanted to sign the best free agent out there or the worst free agent out there. When you're window shopping, we should Macklemore. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to thrift shop on this one. We're going to have to thrift shop. Maybe we'll go over to Carnegie in Ontario. They'll teach us how to do it because they do a damn fine job of it every year, bringing in somebody you don't expect that helps out a team that can help them get to the playoffs. But we just talked about it. You know, did we hear then that they got a little bit of flexibility then from this Myles Garrett deal? That just something because it's just not, you know what I'm saying?
We don't have the details of the contract yet.
Jimmy made it sound like they figured it out, but if it's the case, they maybe have $3-4 million or more in there to spend in free agency. Again, I know it's not the end-all, be-all. I get it. But what are the Browns going to do at quarterback? I mean, we all kind of sit here and think that, you know, they're going to bring in a veteran. Okay, well, if there's no cash to do it, what are you going to do? Yeah, magic?
Give it time. They'll figure something out. They always do.
And how has that worked out since 1999?
Wow, man.
I'm just saying. What do we have for that?
It's taken you an hour and 25 minutes to get all negative today.
I am not all negative.
The offseason's just beginning.
I'm telling you.
You're not building Super Bowl teams in free agency.
Jeff, show me the money. Show me how they're going to be able to do anything.
Ask Miles. He can loan them.
Okay. Deshaun's got plenty of cash.
There you go.
Deshaun, hey, do you think you could help us with the cap a little bit?
I don't think you could sublet a contract.
It's an idea, though.
I like it.
It's a thought.
216-474-0092. Ramon, help me out. How are you? Raymond.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
You asked, like, what do you want to do at quarterback?
Yeah, well, what do you want to do at quarterback? Yeah.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I want to do, and I'm going to preface this by saying it's not perfect. They all have flaws, but this is exactly what I want to do. I want to re-sign Jacoby Brissett. Because we know he's a good mentor. We know he knows the system. We know he fits in. I want to trade for Malik Willis, the backup for Green Bay. I know he has flaws, but here's the point. His skill set is so similar to Jalen Milroe. It's unreal. And we know who the offensive coordinator is, the guy who had Milroe. So he's used to that type of quarterback. And secondly, Willis was he was really raw as a rookie in Tennessee. He barely played his second year. Then last year he went to his second team in Green Bay. He's had 3 years of pro coaching, and it was the offense was simplified for him when he started, but he still played well. And I want to take a shot on a guy with a cannon for an arm who's actually very athletic to see if he can build on last year. And then thirdly, I want the first, second, and third pick for the Browns to go for position players, whether it's defense, whatever. We all talked about the tight ends that are so good in this draft, because those guys are going to help. And then with that third or that second third-round pick, then go ahead and pick out one of the quarterbacks and bring him in, one of the youngsters. So I want a veteran like Brissett. I want a young veteran who's shown some promise. And then I want one of the rookies.
All right, Raymond, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down, and I want you to actually think about exactly what you want, and then call us back when you have a plan. I'm just kidding. Well laid out plan. Thank you. Well done.
The only thing I would say about that plan, if you're looking for a similar skill set with Milroe and Willis, Brissett's not your guy. Daniel Jones might be. Daniel Jones might be your guy.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones, I kind of want to see what Willis wants to do. If I get Daniel Jones, I'm thinking about letting Stefanski work with him, and he might be the guy. Because there was a reason he was a first-round pick. He does have the skill set. He'll turn 28 next season. That's a guy who, if you want to try him, go ahead. I just picked Willis because he's cheap. You can probably get him for a mid-round pick because he's in the last year of his contract. And your new offensive coordinator coached a guy like that. And I'm just like, he did some nice things last year in limited time. He did some nice things.
Making a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm just one pitfall. What if this team only wins three games again and Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski are gone?
Well, somebody else will coach him up.
That's what I'm saying. That's where you are. All right, let's try this. Third time's a charm. Roman is in Canton. Hi, Roman.
There we are, fellas. Hey. How are you doing?
Good. Obviously, your phone being generated by the same folks that are fixing Twitter today. So go ahead.
Yeah, it might be. Sorry, I was taking customers. But,
That's right.
Yeah, I think the best thing that I've heard so far this offseason, Scott Petrak said it earlier, and I've been a big proponent against the Haslams, but when he said that they are taking an active step back from football decisions and letting the football guys make those decisions like they should, I think that's a promising start to our offseason, because we know that AB's good at convincing free agents that it's a good organization to come to, and he's good at making trades. And the biggest thing right now is that he has to nail the draft. He absolutely has to, or I believe he's the first one gone, because Stefanski's just been taken what he's been given. So I think it's a promising start, but as Browns fans, we know that we can't keep our fingers crossed.
All right, Roman, thank you.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Appreciate it.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. The Patriots have agreed to terms with offensive tackle Morgan Moses on a 3-year, $24 million deal worth up to $28.5
million. You know you're just making him mad.
I'm tired of hearing the open.
You keep giving us these guys.
So wait, maybe it's broken. Maybe that's why the Browns haven't done anything. Can you play if something happens to the Browns? Maybe there's something wrong with that. Maybe that's why we haven't had any news today. It might be broken.
I mean, if the Browns do decide to do anything, you'll hear this.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, again, so it's not broken. All right.
Well. If the Browns decide to do something, that's what broken. You will hear, not only on this show, but throughout the night until about 11 p.m. tonight. So Afternoon Drive will have you. Overtime with Jake Volnick will have you as well.
Nick and Jonathan, coming up in less than a half hour. Maybe they'll have more fun than we will today.
I love that you're so upset.
It sucks. We're an hour and 30 minutes into free agency.
I'm Andy Baskin. I want our franchise quarterback now. I want three stud wide receivers. Oh, and give me a starting left tackle.
Jeff, now. I would take someone off of Houston's practice squad right now to make me happy right now. I'll take anybody.
I want an Oompa Loompa now, yes. Daddy. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Augusta, chill, man. Come on, man. Nothing.
You want me to make you happy?
Yes.
So I'm out to dinner the other night. I'm walking out of the restaurant, and somebody says something. You know, hey,
there's $5. Give it to
Jeff,
the Browns so they
doing?
Can go get a free agent.
No, they thought I was going to park their car. Oh. No. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Three guys sitting there. They're nice guys. Frank, two of his buddies. And they said, yeah, we listen to you guys every day. We're all from Cleveland Heights.
And?
And they were you were a little younger. They were a little younger than you. Not much, but just a little bit.
Did they feel the bond?
No, they said something about you. They said something about me. And I said, do you guys have any buddies, any friends, who they're really good buddies, and they absolutely drive you nuts? And they went, yeah. And I said, that's me for Andy and Andy for me. We're good buddies, and we drive each other up a wall.
For 4 hours a day. That's about it. We walk out the door. We're okay.
I know we are, but I said
did you, when you said, they all said they went to
Heights.
I love
the guy. We drive each other nuts.
Did you drive? Did you drop a Heights high on him or no?
Oh yeah, I did.
But did you? Like, but did you have? You went. You have to go deep. You got to get into the bravado.
No, I just went. No, I didn't go like you. I just said Heights high, and they all went Heights high.
They had, and there was no. I had no affiliation to them other than the fact that we own the same shingle. That's it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that made your day, didn't it?
Well, did
they
it was
pick
fun.
Up, they buy you a beer. They pick up a tab or anything.
Thought we were walking out.
Oh, too late. You should have saw them before.
They were Heights guys. They probably would have because you guys are all generous.
Well, we're successful.
You're all very nice fellas.
We're successful. Once you walk out the door at Cedar and Lee, you're good to go. Led by the Kelseys. An hour, 33 minutes, and 18 seconds in, the Browns have done nothing in free agency. Nothing.
And
I hope Afternoon Drive has
just
more fun.
Fed up.
No, but I do this every year. This is the wheel of disappointment for me every year. Every year I sit here immediately, and then you know what happens? Like they'll make a move at 2:05, 2:45,
and we get to talk about it 24 hours later.
Give me something, Dan. Something.
I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy.
How about the Browns gave someone free tickets to the home opener today? I'll go with that. That'd be good breaking news.
For every hour they don't sign somebody, they give somebody free season tickets.
Yes. Oh, I love what we're doing here. Yes. You may be frustrated because the Browns haven't done anything yet, but we're going to give away free season tickets.
There you go.
All right. So I'm totally convinced after today that they will not. I just don't feel like they're getting a quarterback that is going to be of substance.
Andy, none of them have come off the board.
Doesn't matter. I don't feel it. We're sitting here. Hey, at least the Steelers are in the game.
Off the board.
Everyone's talking about Aaron Rodgers is emerging, he's beyond emerging, back. As someone who could be for the Steelers. He'd end up being a quarterback for the Steelers. Is that maybe that's what we're waiting for? Maybe the Browns are waiting.
One of these guys is going to go somewhere, and then boom, boom, boom. It's all going to start falling into place.
Kirk Cousins on June 1st. Isn't that where we're getting him? Is that where we're getting him? June 1st.
What are you looking at us for?
Because Dan knows these things, man. I'm just telling you.
I don't have the script. They haven't printed it yet.
I thought you saw it. Do you have next year's Super Bowl script, or do we have to wait for the colors for the logo to come off for next year to figure out who's in it?
I got to first get the script for the schedule, and then I can give you the Super Bowl winners.
All right. Continuing coverage of free agency in the NFL. It's fun for every other city but us.
Someone's going to come and get him.
Maybe they're coming to get me right now and take me away.
God willing.
Aha. 216-474-0092. The fun doesn't stop with us. You know Afternoon Drive has you covered as soon as we get off the air.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.